with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's throwers once again delivered big performances at the 2026 Carifta Games in Grenada, led by Kalia Hay, who successfully defended her discus title with a massive 47.06-meter throw and added bronze in shot put. Hay says the moment was the payoff for years of hard work.
It felt amazing. I felt like all the hard work that I put into this over the years really paid off. I wanted to break the record, but I know it'll take time. And with more hard work, I know next year I will break it.
Balancing two events at a high level isn't easy, but Hay says her mindset keeps her grounded.
I just put my mind to it. I just have the mindset that with God, anything is possible, and that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So every day after school, I just focus and go to the track and just put my mind to it and just execute what I need to do.
Cayman's medal count opened with another familiar name, Gabriella Linton, who defended her under-17 shot put title, securing gold for the second straight year. She says she wanted more, but remains grateful.
It felt fantastic to be able to defend my title.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to break the record and to surpass 15 meters, but that happened.
Yeah.
But regardless, I'm still grateful for it.
Linton also finished fourth in discus, just shy of the podium, but says the performance has only sharpened her focus.
I took away that I just needed to stay consistent with my training, that I do have the ability to medal, so next year will be my time too.
Together, Hay and Linton continue to anchor Cayman's dominance in the field events, and both athletes say they're already looking ahead to even bigger marks in 2027. Cayman junior cyclist Ryan Thompson powered to a brilliant third-place finish at the 2026 Belize Junior Cross Country Cycling Classic, sprinting home from a fierce led group of five, racing against the stunning backdrop of the Shunantunich archaeological site in western Belize. The event delivered nonstop excitement with strategy, stamina, and sheer determination on full display. I caught up with the cycling standout when he returned home.
You're only two road races into your career and you're already on a podium. What was going through your mind in those final kilometers and when you realized you were holding your own against some of Belize's most seasoned juniors?
I realized that I did well. I've definitely improved since Colombia, and I'm just glad that I was able to make it in the breakaway and battle it out for a podium finish. So I'm proud of myself.
Awesome. I like that. And you should be. You know, Cayman riders are known for grit, but that Belize course, of course, it's no joke. So what part of the race tested you the most, and how did you dig deep to stay in that lead group?
The climbing was definitely something that tested my legs, because Cayman doesn't have a lot of hills. So I made sure to stay up front when the climb started so I didn't get dropped to the back and I could follow attacks throughout the race.
But now that you've shown you can mix it up a bit with the region's best, what's the next big goal you're setting for yourself, and how excited should Cayman be about what's coming?
It should be very exciting. I'm going to be back in Belize in August, and I'm going to battle it out against Belize Juniors and the whole of Caribbean for Caribbean Championships.
Okay, well, seeing that you're going to be back in Belize later on in August, what from that race that you just competed in you're going to take with you to this journey in August? What are you starting to work on as your home now to make changes?
Mainly, what I'm going to work on is trying to rely on myself, like, because I'm the only rider that was in that race, that was because I have no teammates, and especially for riding for Cayman as well, I don't have a teammate in the junior category, so I'm going to try my best to learn from what I did this last race and implement it in Caribbean Championships, which is working by myself and learning to rely on myself without a team.
How has that been for you, Ryan, learning to rely on yourself and being in an individual sport such as cycling? There is team events, but you said in the junior category you're alone. How are you handling that?
It's definitely a big disadvantage that I don't have a team, but it can get hard at some moments, especially covering the race. Like, there's certain roles that a teammate could play in the race that I don't really have, so I kind of have to do the work all myself. So it's quite hard, but I like the challenge.
Awesome. We mentioned earlier about how you dig deep. What's that thought process like when you have to dig deep and try and medal?
Yeah. So really my motivation for digging deep is just, especially as I'm the only junior rider for Cayman, I just want to make my country look good and represent my country and show the other people in the race that Cayman has a top junior as well.
This is a wild question, but while you're cycling, going up hills and down, what are your thoughts? What's going through your mind? Are you singing a song? Are you repeating a psalm? Are you motivating yourself? What is it?
It depends. Sometimes I can probably sing a song. I don't know. But mostly I'm focused in the race. I just stay away from crashes mostly. So I'm like 100% focused. If you're 99% focused, it'll definitely go to you. You might slip up in some way, but you have to be 100% focused when you're in a race.
Thompson's podium comes just weeks after competing at the Pan American Cycling Championships. And Cayman's national volleyball standout, Dylan Linney, is preparing for a major leap in his athletic career as he heads to Weber University. There, he'll compete in both indoor and beach volleyball. He says what excites him most is the level of competition and the facilities.
Obviously, having the facilities, like its own private,
I know, right?
Private yeah. beach court, and then
the gym. Coach is going to be so jealous.
Yeah. And then consistent competition, that's going to be really, really fun. And also very beneficial, because I know here, the competition isn't as consistent, because obviously we have like players coming in and out. We don't have a large player pool to select from, so we don't have a lot of teams coming in. So that'd be nice. And then just getting to play with guys that are also like very athletic and very strong.
And it'll be nice that you'll be able to bring back that experience home.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
it's time
yeah,
to play in,
yeah.
in international competition as well.
Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Linney recently toured the Weber campus and says the environment immediately felt like home.
It's nice. It's small, but yeah. I kind of like that idea of it, because coming from here, it's like everyone knows everybody, and I like that the smaller like family like community. Yes. So that's gonna be nice, and then also like it's super close to home, which I also kind of like. Is.
And the transition should be smooth. Linney already knows several athletes in the program, including seniors who previously competed in Cayman and two current players in the indoor and beach squads.
I know two of the seniors that are there. They're gonna be leaving, but I knew them from before because they came and played here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know two guys that are currently in it. One's in the indoor program and then one's in the beach program. So it's kind of nice.
What's nice about it is that you already have that exposure transitioning from beach to indoor and vice versa.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you're going to be doing that there as well.
The beach season happens first, the start of the year. And then when the beach season ends, it becomes the indoor season. So while the beach season is going on, it'll be like beach training every day with like two, maybe three indoor sessions throughout the week, which is kind of like what we're doing here. And then during the indoor season, it'll switch over. So we'll do indoor mostly with a couple of beach sessions during the season. So
Linney will also be pursuing a degree in sports management as he begins his collegiate journey. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.